It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
Just a matter of time. Randy Travis on 103.9 and 98.5, MyPigRadio.com. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. How are you?
Mike Unger with Kiwanis Club.
Anybody ever go, where's Oscar? Felix.
The younger generation don't get that.
I know, they don't get that. But we've got an older audience here, so they probably got it.
He's older than us, you can tell.
Felix Unger. Yeah. Felix Unger
I
was
hesitate to articulate.
Odd couple. Yeah, you know. Anyway, he's not the odd couple. He's Mike Unger with the Kiwanis Club, and we're going to get into talking about the Kiwanis Club, but first up is the Kiwanis Club huge annual event, the Pancake Day.
This is a huge annual event, guys. Thanks for having me on. Next Saturday.
62 years?
Next Saturday will mark the 62nd annual Kiwanis Pancake Day. That is Saturday, March the 7th, 2020, at Texarkana College, the Truman Arnold Center, starting at 7 o'clock in the morning. It is an all-you-can-eat pancake, sausage, bacon, eggs, juice, coffee, and milk breakfast. If you got kids and you want to get the kids worked up an appetite, come on out. There is a Kids K event that you can register for separately. The registration includes a ticket to Pancake Day. So the kids will get out, work up an appetite. Weather permitting, we're going to have a bounce house out there for the kids to play in. We're also going to be able to do things like make slime.
Yeah, they like that. They like that slime.
My daughter is all about the slime now. And it's for a great cause, because we've got kids in this area that we work with in a variety of different settings to improve their lives, because our mission is to improve the world one child in one community at a time. And the funds from this event will be turned back to about 20 or 25 different charitable organizations here in town to carry out their own mission on helping improve the lives of kids.
And of course, if you buy your ticket ahead of time, it saves you a little bit there, $5. If you buy it at the door, it's $7. And I can't believe nobody's ever been to one of these, but if you've never been to one of these, it's kind of a continual in and out of the people throughout the day from 7 to 2. I mean, it's amazing how many people come down there to eat those pancakes and help out the Kiwanis Club, because it's packed every year. But it's not, like I said, it's continual, so it's not a huge line or anything like that. It's just constantly going on.
There will be a very good line out there this year. We anticipate hopefully some good weather, number one. Number two, Mardi Gras is already done.
True.
And no school is on spring break. So there's really no excuse to come out, you know. So in years past, we have served anywhere from 1,700 to 2,000 different people through this event, and it's a ton of pancakes.
Well, not just pancakes. We're going to talk. Can you stay with us a little bit this morning? We'll just hang out for a little while, because we do a whole, I don't know if you've heard about it, it's a radio show.
Yeah.
No, he's never heard of that. No.
So we got to play like songs and stuff. Eddie Raven, Bayou Boys on 103.9, 98.5. It's MyPigRadio.com. Judd's on 103.9, 98.5, MyPigRadio.com. Yeah, we love these. You like all these songs too.
Yeah.
He likes George Strait.
So you were talking about, what about this dance hall?
Oh, when I went to A&M down in College Station, there was a dance hall called the Texas Hall of Fame that, as I recall, burned shortly after I graduated. And so the nickname for it was the Hall of Flame.
Right. Yeah. But these are all the songs that was that was popular back then and still
King
popular
George
now.
No one has more number ones than George Strait.
I'm telling you, I'm the George Strait fan. Yeah, absolutely.
You Two and My Mama.
He has over 60 number ones.
Yeah, But, Mike Unger with us this morning. We've got the 62nd annual Kiwanis Pancake Day coming up on March 7th, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it's not just pancakes.
No, it's not. I mean,
it's full breakfast.
It's a full breakfast. If you're somebody that's like, man, I just got to watch the carbs, or I just don't like pancakes, or I was on another radio program earlier, and one of the guys said during the 2000 ice storm, they were locked in and had nothing to eat but pancakes for 2 weeks. He said, I won't touch another pancake. I said, come on out, because you can have all the eggs, bacon, sausage, coffee, juice, and milk that you want. You can skip the pancakes.
That's right.
If you're worried about carbs,
Eat the protein.
Have the protein. Exactly.
And the juice, the orange juice. And of course, you got those great scouts that come out and come by your table and say, you want some more bacon, you want some more this.
You don't even have to go back through the line. The scouts will come by. They will ask you if you want anything else. They'll clean your plate. Or not clean. They'll clean the plates off the table.
Okay, yeah.
Sorry about that. I know some scouts. Hey, they will. If you ask them, they'll clean the plate.
Yeah. No. They're
back
gonna,
away. I got a fork.
they will bust tables and wait, and you know they're doing everything they can because they have an obligation to serve as well. Not only is that built into the scout oath, but it's also part of the rank advancement for scouting, is that they perform a certain number of service hours. And so these kids will be out there. Troop 86 and Troop 3, Troops 3 and 86 will be out there performing the function of wait staff, coming by, cleaning off tables, resetting them, wiping them down, all the stuff that you would expect. So if you're hungry and you've already gone through the line and you want a little bit more, don't bother getting up because your place will be cleaned off. Yeah, call one of the scouts over and they'll come get it.
Bring you some more stuff, more good food.
I'm so hungry right now. I know. Just talking about all this.
I love the Kiwanis Day Pancake.
But the Kiwanis Club itself, I mean, and it's important to highlight that all of the funds raised here, that means it's a phone call we don't ever answer.
Well, we hadn't got time. We're talking on the radio.
Yeah, we're so busy. It's just...
I thought maybe it was a fire alarm. No, it's,
there it is. Where's the smoke?
For the first couple of weeks, that's what we thought.
Yeah, what's that flashing light? Oh, somebody's trying to come.
But but everything raised from the pancake breakfast, all the proceeds stay right here in our area. It helps it's for our youth.
Well,
our kids.
You were talking to this on the video on the live Facebook. Well, there are so many different events and agencies that you guys help out, and then you were ticking them off, and I was like, oh yeah, I know about that event. I know about, and I didn't know that the Kiwanis was the ones that was, tell us about that.
Well, there are about 20 or 25 different organizations here in town. Anything, I mean, Special Olympics, Cost of Northeast Texas, Challenged Outdoorsman, First Choice Pregnancy Center, Hospice of Texarkana. You might think, how does that have to do with kids? They have a good grief club where a child whose parent has passed away, they will have opportunities for that child to come out and be able to express and work through the grief process. So that's what you sit there and look at that. What would that have anything to do with Kiwanis, right?
All right.
The kids camp. This is a diabetes camp. Yeah. For every child at this camp will have type 1 diabetes. And it's also for their siblings because those kids who are in those families are their lives are a little bit different because they have a sibling who is so dependent upon medication for life.
Their diets change as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, everything is reflected on that. Pride Academy, the Texarkana, Arkansas Side Police Department started a Pride Academy a few years ago to help combat juvenile crime. And the statistics that the police department give us is a tremendous drop in the amount of juvenile crime that goes on in this community because of the Pride Academy.
Okay.
And there are well over 100 kids, maybe closer to 150 now, that will go through that program. It's about a week long in the summertime. And they will go in there, and then the officers will go back and check in on these kids from time to time throughout the year.
Kind of a mentorship type thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. So...
You mentioned Lancer Legacy Ranch. We love them.
Yes.
Yeah.
We helped. They wanted to put in some playground equipment. And then they discovered the playground equipment wasn't going to work.
All right.
So they said, "Hey, we're gonna shift these funds. We got a family room that we want to set up where there's going to be veterans and their children being able to stay here and everything else." So we were like, "Great, go!"
Oh, and he was big talking about Kiwanis Club project too when he was here a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Stick around with us. We're going to do some more here. Play another song, Brooks and Dunn. Because
Brooks and Dunn.
Brooks and Dunn.
We were just talking about we play those songs the folks won't. Brooks and Dunn. She's not the cheating kind. On 103.9, 98.5. It's MyPigRadio.com. Your dreams away. Mickey Gillies on MyPigRadio.com, and we do the radio at 103.9 and 98.5. Mr.
MyPigRadio.com.
With us from the Kiwanis Club, Texarkana Kiwanis Club. How can folks get involved with Kiwanis?
Google Kiwanis Club of Texarkana, or check us out on Facebook at the Kiwanis Club of Texarkana. Either way, we meet on Wednesdays at Williams Memorial United Methodist Church at noon. So come on out, check us out, have a lunch on us, and find out what we're all about.
And what was that you were saying on Facebook a while ago about when y'all come to the meeting, if you got something that good to report, you've got
we have a thing called Happy Dollars.
Happy Dollars.
Happy Dollars. Happy Dollars is the ability for any club member to make any kind of an announcement that they want to.
Like my daughter just did such and such, or my son. Yeah.
My kid just graduated college. Yeah. You know, and I'm like, wait a minute, you don't have a dollar. You paid it all in your tuition. But
Two Old Men and a Dog is the most listened to morning show in town. Here's a dollar.
Here's a dollar. Here's a dollar. That's right. And we'll gather those funds together, those happy dollars, and twice a year we'll go out to the Texarkana Children's Home, formerly the Baptist Orphanage.
Yeah.
And we'll buy shoes for those kids twice a year.
That's fun.
Oh, it is.
I don't know what happened to our video.
That's okay.
Y'all hear that?
Yeah, I'm here. It's videos. You know,
Anna's doing something strange remotely with the equipment, but we're going to get you going right on.
Yeah, just act like you didn't hear that.
Okay.
But no, that's a lot of fun to go out and buy the kids' shoes like that.
And we'll throw them a Christmas party in the whole bit as well every fall, every December. Trying to think of what else. I mean, there's stuff the bus coming up in August. Yeah. We'll help stuff 1,700 backpacks to give kids school supplies. We help with Partnership for the Pathway, so they've got their half marathon. We will give them some money as well because we know that it's not just half marathoners that are out using those pathways. It's moms with strollers.
Well, you know, running WJ Ranch and the Bowie County Special Olympics, everything that you guys get involved in, though, it's just about everything is around children in some way. I mean, a lot of people are benefiting from it, but it's designed for the children.
The mission of Qantas International, and we've since 1923, the club has tried to carry out this mission. But the mission of Qantas International is to improve the lives of, to improve the world, one child and one community at a time. And that's what this whole fundraiser is for. And that's why if you go look through all the organizations that benefit from this, kids are impacted. And in a positive way. Mm-hmm. I can't say enough about that mission. It's a big mission. It's a mission that really never stops because kids keep coming along.
Right.
And kids keep having needs, and the needs change. Mm-hmm. And so we change and find and look for those needs and try to fulfill them as best we can.
And that's a huge accomplishment for an organization the size of Kiwanis, is to be able to change and adapt.
It's modern era.
It is, yeah. And it's changing so fast. Mm-hmm. But Kiwanis is usually ahead of the hounds on those changes when it comes to the children and their needs.
We try to be that way. And well, you know, one of the big things we did internationally a couple of years ago, there was a terrible condition that really we don't know about here in our society, is neonatal tetanus. Mm-hmm. When expectant mothers have tetanus, their babies are born with tetanus. Mm. And so the Qantas International had an international project for all the clubs around the world to participate in called the Eliminate Project. And the objective was to eliminate, through the proper vaccination, of this neonatal tetanus. And the shots only cost a couple of bucks. Mm-hmm. But once you inoculate a mom or a woman of childbearing age, she passes that inoculation on to her kids.
Cool.
So you can wipe it out. And we made huge headway on that project internationally.
And still working towards that. Look, we want to get you involved in Kiwanis. So be sure to look them up. KiwanisClubOfTexarkana.org, by the way, guys. Y'all were right.
That was right.
Yeah, KiwanisClubOfTexarkana.org. Or Kiwanis Club of Texarkana. Hit their Facebook page. And you can, of course, contact them through that. But again, the pancake breakfast happens March 7th, Texarkana College. Why do I keep wanting to call it something else? It's the Truman Arnold Center.
He wanted to call it the Arnold Palmer Center.
Yeah, I don't know why, but that keeps Truman Arnold.
That's okay. I liked Arnie, but this is the Truman Arnold Center.
$5 for tickets in advance, and only $7 at the door. But it's an all you can eat breakfast, pancake day, but bacon. Juice,
sausage,
milk, the whole bit,
whatever you want,
eggs,
as much as you want.
It's all
eggs,
included.
Yeah. Yep, scrambled eggs.
Well, Mr. Unger, thank you for coming up here.
Not a problem. I'm going to leave you guys some tickets so that you guys can give them away to your listeners through.
Super.
The
oh yeah, that's what we'll do. We'll give them away. why in the world would we want to go eat pancakes? He's like, I'm going to give you tickets to give somebody else. Thanks.
Don't worry. Listeners, don't worry. I will make sure that he does give you some of these tickets.
We appreciate you coming up. You'll come back and see us again?
There'll be a different president-elect next year.
Oh,
unfortunately.
Well.
One time for Mike.
One time for me.
Somebody different next year.
Well, you keep a standing invitation,
oh,
Mike.
Great. That's just what my wife says I need is an outlet for my comedy.
Perfect.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog Morning Show Coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Order yours today at mypigradio.com. And be sure to wake up every morning, Monday through Friday, for Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog to stay up to date on what's going on in our community.